Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
This practice can be helpful when we find ourselves compulsively acting on some kind of a craving, whether for food, for an intoxicating substance, or any other activity that we do to try to make a feeling go away. We'll do about 5 minutes of breath awareness practice, and then do the urge surfing itself. So begin by finding your breath, finding an alert posture in which your spine is more or less erect, and bring your attention to your breathing either at the tip of your nose or in your belly. And try and follow the breath for a complete cycle, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of fullness, back down to the point of relative emptiness, and another cycle begins. See if you can allow whatever cravings or desires you've got to be a little bit in the background at first, while you bring your attention to the breath. Each time you notice your mind heading off into some kind of chain of thought, gently bring it back to the sensations in the belly or at the tip of the nose. Even if a craving or an urge feels kind of intense, see if you can allow it to be in the background, bringing your attention to the breath over and over. And now begin to allow the breath to be more in the background. And bring your attention to any urge or craving you might feel. Anything that you're desiring. Your breath will be like your surfboard, allowing you to ride the wave of the craving without being wiped out. Begin to visualize the craving as a wave in the ocean. Notice how it begins as a small wavelet and then builds until it crests. Just use your breath to ride the wave. As long as you stay with the breath, you won't be overwhelmed. Allow each wave to rise as high as it wants, and ride each one until it peters out near the shore. Feel the texture, the form, the detail in each desire. Feel exactly how it manifests in the body. And stay with your breath as a surfboard, using it to ride each wave of craving. You can experiment with how much of your attention you place on the breath sensations and how much you place on the sensations of the craving or the urge. But either way, notice how the urges arise, reach something of a crescendo, and then eventually subside for a bit before arising again. You're welcome to continue the practice of urge surfing, but if you'd like to bring it to a close for the moment, for the next minute or so, bring your attention back to the breath and allow the urges or cravings to be more in the background. Notice the rising and falling sensations of the breath in the belly. or the changing sensations at the tip of the nose. And try again to follow the breath through full cycles. And to bring this to a close and to bring your attention back into the wider world, I'll ring the bell and listen from the beginning of the ring until the sound trails off into space and can no longer be heard.